Good morning, everybody. We're back here on the mighty 690 KGGF here kicking off the 10 o'clock hour. And we have with us this morning, we do not have Becky this morning, but we do have Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
Getting over the snow.
Trying.
That was a quick little snowstorm we had there, but looks like the roads are all clear now, so it looks like it's not too bad right now. So, yeah. Last week Becky was telling us quite a few things. Like, one, you guys were down to two cats last week,
yeah.
After a huge adoption just spree that you guys did in January. Lots of adoptions happening, which is always a lot of good news to hear. Those animals finding homes, and also you guys are also doing something new this month for the bigger dogs. You're having an adoption special on the bigger dogs, correct?
Yes. The first 10 adult dogs to be adopted will have a special adoption fee of $50. That's 25 less than the normal 75. So if you want a dog, you're looking to bring a dog into the home, now is the time to do it.
That is a good time to do it. Any time is a good time to do it.
Absolutely.
So anyway, let's go ahead and hear about the pets. The guys that you have there, are you still just down to two cats, or have a few more maybe wandered in?
We only have two cats still. One of the cats that Becky mentioned last week did get adopted, so it's a new cat. Black cat, she's not available for adoption yet. She's got some health issues. And then we have Liam, who also he's got the sniffles right now, but he'll be available. He's a tiger stripe gray and black cat. He's Mr. Personality. I walked into the room that he's isolated in, and he had all four of his paws up, and he started yawning when I walked in. It was like, hey, come pet me.
It's like, hey, how you doing, human?
he's a quirker. He's an awesome little guy. But we still have lots of big dogs available, so I'm going to talk about them.
All righty.
We've got Larry, Curly, and Moe, the three stooges. They are 4 months old, 4 to 5 months old, brindle, pit bull mixed up, loving, sweet guys. They don't look like your typical pit bull. They're kind of mixed with something. Beautiful coat. They have these buggy eyes. It really makes them hard to resist when people walk past. We have Bucky. Bucky was one of our dogs that was pictured on Facebook with the Chiefs handkerchief on. He's around a year old. He's a sweet little guy. Like I said, he's a black lab. He's ready for adoption, and he can be one of the first 10. So $50 adoption.
There we go.
Yeah. We have Spencer. Spencer's been at the shelter for a while. He's a 5 to 6-year-old neutered male. He's a pit bull. He's white with some brown spots. He's really a gorgeous dog. He needs to be away from other dogs, but when I went and sat in his kennel with him, all he wanted to do was lick me. So he's a big softy when it comes to humans. Clark is a high-energy lab mix. He's got like a brown and black coat with a little bit of white on his chest. He's around 2 years old. We have Charlie and Rory. They've both been at the shelter for a while. They're just like the three stooges. Young dogs, about 3 months old, terrier mixed pups. They're black with a little bit of white on their chest and on their feet. Sweet girls. We have Yodi. Yodi is a beautiful brindle mix. He's got white on his chest and neck. Very sweet, very playful. If he doesn't want to come inside when we let him out of his pen, he'll play tag with us, or chase, I guess I should say. we'll almost get him caught, and then he'll move to the left or move to the right.
he's like, I want to play.
Yeah. I don't want to go inside yet.
Not yet. Let's play a little bit more.
Excellent dog. We have Balo. Balo is a chunky dude. He was the one that was found on Roosevelt Drive. He cracks me up because when he's running back and forth, he reminds me of myself. He'll jiggle. it's funny. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous 2-year-old.
So you're saying he's been well fed?
Yes, extremely well fed. he's a lab or he's a lab in either pit or mastiff mix. He's got more of the lab look though, but other than the gray brindle, and again, that the color is such a pretty color on such a sweet dog. He's a beautiful, beautiful sweet boy, and he does know some commands. He is very treat motivated. I know that might come as a shock, but he is.
I think we all are to a certain point. Let's be honest. Oh, yeah. People are like, hey, we have donuts. I'm like, really?
What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
We also have Knight and Bela. What I find the most extraordinary about these dogs is that they are super, super duper soft. They don't look like it, but they are. They're brindle dogs. We have all kinds of brindle dogs right now. They're about 1 year old, both of them. One Knight is the male, and Bela is the female. They were surrendered because they were being kept outside, and the owner didn't feel like that was the right thing to do, which constantly being outside may not be the right thing for the dogs. So we're happy they're with us, and we're going to find them some excellent homes. We have Gage, who is a heeler and terrier mix. He was dumped at the shelter a couple weeks ago on a Sunday. He was across at the wastewater treatment plant, and he was trying to get in one of the trucks, and I was able to catch him. Beautiful. You know, all of our dogs are beautiful. I say that a lot, but he really is a gorgeous 8-month-old. High-energy lovable fella. He's black and white with brown speckles on his legs and his face. We have Hugh. He was a big boy. He's the biggest dog I have right now. I'm guessing he's a German Shepherd and lab mix, and he's around a year and a half. He is tan with black on his muzzle. He may have some black mouth cur in there. Very sweet guy. He is a high-energy, big dog, so getting him neutered will help with that some. He seems very intelligent, and, again, he's very lovable. A couple of our newer dogs are Ariel and Tona. They came in together. Ariel is a beautiful reddish-brown and white Australian Shepherd and Heeler mix. And Tona is a gray and white pit bull. She is super sweet, both of them. They are both female. They keep a clean kennel and around 2 years old. They'll be ready for new homes in just a couple days. And then Sparky. We have Sparky just came in. He's a 1-year-old terrier mix. He was adopted from CFA. His owners were in a condition where they couldn't play with him or get him outside, and they felt like that was what he needed. He is up to date on shots. He is neutered. He's around 25 to 30 pounds. He's house trained and kennel trained, and he was kept inside for most of the time. So he's really, really a perfect little guy looking for a family that loves to play.
The indoor pupper.
Yep, absolutely. He is ready.
I was wanting to know, I do have a question real quick. I have a friend who is moving to the area, and she has a daughter that's 15 years old. Uh-huh. And she's wanting to ask, how old do you have to be a volunteer, and would she be able to volunteer for you guys if she would like to?
Absolutely. We welcome volunteers of all ages. There are some restrictions on when a child can volunteer without a parent or mm-hmm. guardian. So 14 and down have to have a guardian with them at all times. That middle age between 16 and 14, they can come without a guardian, but they can't handle the animals without an adult present.
Okay. Yeah, she's
after that, they're good to go.
Yeah, she's 15. She's almost 16. So they're moving to the area, and she loves animals. So she was just want to know if there was any way that she could maybe volunteer.
Absolutely. We welcome people to come in and just pet. I had volunteers just laying with puppies the other day, just socializing puppies. So, you know, come out. We'll find you a dog. We'll let you go on walks. Whatever you want to do.
All right. That sounds fantastic. So I'll let her know that they're moving to the area. I'm not sure when, but it's going to probably be pretty soon. She listens to the show, and she's like, well, my daughter, she loves pets, and she was asking about if she could volunteer at the CFA. I said, well, you know, well, I'll talk to him. You know, I'll ask him on there. So it sounds like it'd be perfect age to come out there and help out.
Absolutely. And it's great for the animals, too.
Absolutely, because they get to see different people and get to interact. I know a lot of those animals up there, they want to interact with the humans. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions for you guys, how can they contact you?
They can call us at 620-252-6060. Or they can visit us any day between 1 and 4 at the shelter. It's 4955 County Road 1400 in Coffeyville, Kansas.
All right. So, and that, which is, like you said, right across from the water treatment plant,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. And, of course, Facebook. You can always message us on Facebook.
Yeah, and I see those updates on Facebook all the time. So we love seeing those updates. In fact, there was one time that, you know, that long-haired cat, you posted up there. I think he was like gone the next day.
Yeah.
That's always good to see that. And I love seeing the animals get adopted. And you could tell a lot of the times those animals, man, you can just see that look in their eyes, man. They're just so happy that they're finally getting a family.
Absolutely. It's the best feeling in the world, especially for them and for us.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, thank you very much for calling in today. I appreciate talking to you, and we will talk to you guys next time, next week, same time,
right.
Same bat time, same bat channel. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.